yoga teacher, now is the time to make a much bigger impact in the world. You're listening to The Yogipreneur, a podcast for entrepreneurial yoga teachers who want to stop the hustle and overwhelm and instead create more income, freedom, and success. I'm your host, Kelly McHugh, founder of Digital Yoga Academy, and I'm sharing business and marketing strategies to grow your community in a way that makes it easy to take action today. I believe that you have a unique message to share that your people need to hear. So let's get to it. Today, I'm really excited actually to share this with you, and it's quite a unique strategy that has helped me to convert 40% of our students from a low ticket offering into a group coaching program. Okay, this strategy generated $120,000 in sales, and what's remarkable about this is that it combines the power of evergreen funnels, okay, with a scaled down live launch. Okay, so evergreen funnels seems to be kind of the pot of gold, let's say, at the end of the yogipreneur rainbow, right? It's that pot of gold. It's the thing that we all want to do. You know, when we have an online course or a membership, we want to put it onto evergreen, okay? And there's many kind of challenges that come with that if you just do that, if you launch a course and you put it onto evergreen. In fact, it's one of the big mistakes you can make when it actually comes to launching and being in this online launching space, right? So with this launch activity, which was for the Profitable Yoga Teacher Program, which is a program that I've been running now for 6 years, and we've launched it multiple times, I think around 8 times now that it's been live launched. Earlier this year, we shifted that program into an evergreen funnel. Okay, so before I move on and share what that looked like, I'm just going to share with you what I mean by live launching and what I mean by evergreen funnels, okay, because that might be a little bit over the head, and that's okay. So a live launch is when you open enrollment for a program or a course, and you open that enrollment during a set period of time. Okay, so you create a lot of excitement around that launch. You create some urgency around it because you're opening it up for a specific period of time, and people can only enroll during that window, okay? And this usually involves things like webinars, okay, or challenges, boot camps, workshops, virtual summits. These are types of virtual experiences that you can use for your live launch and to open enrollment for your course, okay? And we use this to build that momentum up. You use it to engage with your community, okay, and really get them ready to buy your course when the car opens, okay? If you've been in my community for any period of time, and if you're a student of ours, you're probably familiar with this type of launch activity. This particular launch strategy, a live launch, it takes a lot of energy, right? It takes energy because your marketing efforts are all happening in a short space of time, right? So you're sending out emails, social media posts, there's webinars, maybe you're doing a challenge. There's a lot of stuff that's happening all at the same time, okay? And it's all coming together to drive sales, right? To increase sales in a short burst of time. And so, you know, for example, for you, if you are planning to launch an online yoga course, you could set up a 3-day challenge, and each day you're sharing and you're teaching something valuable, right? You're giving your community some quick wins and you're creating buzz inside that community. And, you know, for those of you, as I said, who have been in these types of experiences with me in the past, you'll know how this rolls, right? You'll know that there's a lot of activity that happens, there's a lot of excitement, there's community that comes together. It's a really exciting time. Like for me, especially as the person who's kind of leading that experience, I absolutely love it. And, you know, on the last day, you introduce your online course and, you know, you explain how what they've been doing in that challenge is really building up to, you know, to come into that course and to learn more and to go deeper with you, right? So it's a really great model to get people ready and to build trust in a short space of time, okay? So this is the live launch model that I've used for the Profitable Yoga Teacher for many, many years. But at the start of this year, at the start of 2024, we moved this program into an evergreen sales funnel. Now, the beauty of Evergreen is that it allows students to enroll at any time. And these students will enter your funnel. Okay, so if you imagine the shape of a funnel, they'll enter at the top, right? And they'll come in via opt-ins and free resources that you're sharing. And then you'll nurture those people through emails and you'll build trust and you'll eventually sell the program through the emails and all of the other marketing messaging that you're putting out there, because now they're in your ecosystem, right? They're now they're in your space. And the great thing about this, the great thing about having this evergreen funnel is that it works in the background, right? It's working 24/7 and it's consistently bringing people in without you needing to run a live launch all the time, right? So the key to this, and I won't go too deep into evergreen funnels because there's a lot of work. It sounds amazing, right, guys? It sounds incredible. And of course, we all want to get there, but there's a lot of work that goes into it. Yeah, there's a lot of work that goes into actually getting it to work. And so live launching before you move into an evergreen is key, right? That's super key. But really, an evergreen funnel is about building trust. It's about slowly building trust so that when those people are ready to buy, they feel confident that your course is going to give them the solution that they've been looking for. So as I said, we moved the Profitable Yoga Teacher program from the live launching that I've been doing for like 6 years. We moved it into an evergreen sales funnel at the start of this year. And 6 months into that, okay, so May, June, we introduced a live element, right, into this evergreen funnel. So instead of targeting new people, right, we focused on those who had already been going through the evergreen funnel. And then we invited them into a live challenge and re-engaged them. And what this did is it gave them that sense of urgency and really gave them the additional value through the live interaction that they were getting with me, right? And then the limited time bonuses, which really helped them to, I guess, overcome any kind of hesitations that they might have had before when they were going through the evergreen funnel on their own, essentially, right? They're getting the emails and they're consuming that content, but there's not really that kind of live interaction that goes on, you know, that would normally go on in a live launch with me, right? So this is what we did. 6 months into the evergreen, we introduced this kind of scaled back live launch element. And it resulted in converting 40% of those people into paying students during the launch. Okay. Now, what happened is those people came into a challenge. They paid to come into that challenge. Okay. So that's another key element of this strategy that I'm sharing with you today. They paid. So it wasn't a free challenge. Remember, they've already opted in for freebies and they've come into my evergreen sales funnel and they're getting all those emails and now they've paid to come into an online challenge with me. Now it was a micro payment. I think it was like $47 or something like that. So super low ticket payment, but it was a mini investment. Okay. So they made that mini investment and that's also key. That's a key part of this strategy that enabled us to actually then convert 40% of those people into students into the Profitable Yoga Teacher program. Okay. So just to kind of give you a bit of insight into what conversion rates usually look like. Okay. So in the online course launching space, you would expect to see a conversion rate of between 2 and 5%. Okay, so that's between 2 and 5% of people who sign up for your live launch conversion event. Okay, so that would be a webinar series or a challenge. Okay, so this is what we teach inside the Profitable Yoga Teacher Program. We teach how to launch, how to live launch using online challenges, summits, webinar series. Okay, so 2-5% of those people that come into that conversion event with you, that live launch event, would then enroll into the course. Okay, as a result of that event and as a result of receiving your sales emails in that window that you have enrollment open, okay? So this is why your email list is so important, because that's where your community's at, guys, right? If you're not building your community on your email list, you are missing a big trick here. Do not just be trying to grow on Instagram, okay? You need the email list, especially if you want to launch a course, an online course. So before we switched the Profitable Yoga Teacher Program to Evergreen, we were actually converting at 10%, okay? So double, basically, the industry kind of standards. But this is years of doing this, right? Refining the strategy and really, you know, evolving the, how we launch, because the online space is evolving, right? And, you know, what worked in live launching 6 or 7 years ago certainly isn't working now. So we'd got our launches to a point where we were converting at 10%, which is amazing, right? And all of this builds, right? It compounds, right? It compounds. So that's one part of this strategy, right? Is that we introduced a scaled back live launch element to the evergreen sales funnel that we were already running, okay? And another part of this is that we offered that live launch element was a low ticket offering, right? It was a low ticket $47 offering. Okay, so that's two key elements there, right? Two key elements. There's another element I'm going to tell you about now. So in addition to this hybrid live launch evergreen strategy, okay, with a low ticket paid offering, another key factor to this launch success, was bundling together two programs. Okay, so by doing this, we were able to increase the amount of money that each student spent with us, okay? So we increased the income, essentially, that we were receiving from each student, okay? So bundling, if you've not heard of this before, is really a strategy where you combine two or more offerings and then you sell it as a package, right? As at a slightly discounted rate. And this gives students more value, right? It increases their commitment, and then for you, it boosts your launch revenue, okay? So that was amazing. That was amazing that we did that. And it was actually the first time that we did that. So I was really, really happy to see how that worked. And this is the thing, guys, like, as an online business owner, you have to be prepared to try new things, right? Don't just do the same thing over and over and over and over again. You have to be prepared to be like, okay, let's test this out now. Let's try this and see how it works. So with the low ticket paid challenge, I had actually done that. I've been doing that now for a couple of years. So I'd actually been trying that out. But this was the first time that we integrated Evergreen with live launch, and it was the first time that we offered a bundle, okay? 40% conversion rate, right? So what we need to understand here, okay, before we finish up, is that something to really kind of recognize, right? Really important to recognize in today's online landscape, is that people are taking more time to make buying decisions, okay? So if you are just relying on live launching, it may take your community 2 or 3 launches, right, before they commit to a mid-ticket or high-ticket offering, right? It's not going to be everyone. There's definitely going to be people that will come into your community as part of your pre-launch activity, your promotional activity. They've just discovered you. You know, the problem that you solve, they've been thinking about it for a long time, and they're actively looking for a solution, right? There's definitely going to be those people. Yeah, what we need to understand is that the buying decision process that we all go through every time we make some kind of purchase, is not that we're not all at the same point, right? We're not all at the same point. So there will be some people that come into your community, they see this challenge that you're doing, and then you open the doors to your course and they're ready to buy, right? They're ready. However, there'll be other people who are taking longer with that process, and they might need to come into your next launch before they're ready to buy, Okay, and that's okay. That's okay. That's called building a community and building a business, right? And so this is why nurturing your audience is so important. Yeah, it's so, so, so important. And, you know, it also applies for your evergreen cycles, your evergreen sales funnels, right? It might take a little bit longer. What does that mean? You may need to have a longer evergreen sales email sequence. Keep people in there for longer. Yeah, you may need to add additional funnels to that evergreen sales sequence. Okay, that's something that we teach inside the Visionary Mastermind. It's a bit more complicated. Okay, so there's other strategies that you can use to do this. And so we need to be able to shift our mindset around this, guys. You know, we need to be able to adapt to this longer buying cycle. And, you know, instead of seeing a launch as a kind of make or break moment, view it as a chance to build relationships. Okay, every launch that you do is an opportunity for that. You know, it's an opportunity to build trust, yeah, to nurture, to get closer to a sale. Yeah, not all sales are going to convert immediately, they won't. Okay, nothing is ever wasted. The worst thing that you can do, right, the worst thing that you can do is launch your course for the very first time and not hit your sales targets and then tell yourself, well, no one wants to spend money on this. You know, people don't have money right now. The economy, people don't have money, or the space is too crowded. There's already teachers doing that course that are better than me. Yeah, the online space is saturated, right? Online teaching online and online education was just a pandemic thing. These are the worst stories that you can tell yourself. All of those things are fibs. Don't tell yourself those fibs. Instead, look at this space as an opportunity, because it's a huge opportunity. Online learning and education is booming, guys, right? Being in this space right now makes you ahead of the curve, really. It does. Like, how many yoga teachers are out there? You know, there's a small amount of yoga teachers who are moving into the online space and recognizing the opportunity of having an online course. Okay, so for you to do this now, for you to set yourself up, set the foundations up, you're putting yourself ahead of the curve, right? You're putting yourself out there and you're pioneering things really in your space. Okay, so yes, you'll see other teachers who are doing it, and they might look like they're doing it better. You know, you cannot, or you shouldn't, compare your first chapter to someone's 10th chapter. You never know what's gone on behind the scenes. Lots of ups and downs have gone on behind the scenes, right? We see the best stuff here, don't we, on Instagram. So what this isn't, and part of this, guys, if you've tried to do this on your own in the past, part of this is perhaps you didn't have the launch method, right? You didn't have the right strategies. You thought that just posting on social media once, or, you know, sending a few emails out was a launch. Yeah, this isn't that. This isn't just sending emails out. It isn't. And what I've learned from, you know, my many years of experience doing this now is that the reason that my launches converted previous to this 40%, which I'm sharing with you today, but we're converting at 10%, okay, which is double the industry standards, is because of the focus that I place on high touch engagement. Okay, so this means connecting with people, right, on a personal level, right, through the DMs. Voice notes go a long way, right? If you've been in a launch with me in the past, you've probably received a voice note from me. We've probably had some conversations. You know, if you've been in a challenge with me, I want to know how you're getting on, right? I'm watching. We're big brother in that challenge. And my team and I are watching what's going on. And so for those of you who are showing up every day, I want to congratulate you on that, you know? And I want to see how you're getting on and what you're implementing from what you're learning in those launch experiences with me, okay? That goes a long way. Trust me, it really, really does. You know, when people feel seen and they feel heard, right, you are building trust. Yeah, and you're building trust
And that trust is leading to conversions, right? And you're not doing it in an icky way. You know, you're coming from your heart because you're serving your community and you want to help them, right? This is why we're doing this. This is why I'm doing what I do every day, is because I want to help yoga teachers to be able to share yoga on a larger scale so that more people around the world can experience, you know, yoga as we all know it, right? So there's often a fear around that, you know, and tell me if that's true, if that's you. Like, there's often this fear of, oh, I don't want to send someone a message, or I feel like I'm intruding. But actually, someone, that person has come into your space, haven't they? They've signed up for your thing, right? They want to hear from you. Yeah, so I think, you know, going back to that, like what your perception might be of launching, you know, I know that many teachers who come into the Profitable Yoga Teacher program, for example, their idea of launching is not what it actually is. You know, many people think that it's just like a few emails and it's going to give them the conversions that they're looking for. And that's really not the case. It takes a lot more than that. You know, it may have worked in the past, you know, when this space was new, but it certainly doesn't work now. So throughout the different phases of launching, you've got the pre-launch phase, you've got the launch phase, which actually has three separate phases within it. There are many strategies that you can use to increase your conversions and to increase your sales. And I teach these strategies inside the Profitable Yoga Teacher program. So if you have launched before, you know, that first launch, it may not be perfect, right? And that's completely normal. Like, launching is really about testing what works, tweaking what doesn't work, optimizing the process, launching again with the lessons that you've learned. This process evolves over time. You know, when I first started, I certainly wasn't converting at 40%. You know, my first launch, big fat zero, right? Imagine if I'd given up at that first hurdle. Like, imagine if I told myself, oh, this space too crowded, no one wants to spend money on my online course. I've now had years of testing my messaging, right? Testing my offers, putting different courses and programs out there, testing funnels, right? I've had years of that, to the point where this scaled back launch activity, okay, that I've shared with you today, with, you know, embedded with the evergreen funnel, produced that 40% conversion rate, okay? But even at the 10% conversion that we were, you know, converting at previously, that became normal because of all the things that I'd been doing for many years, okay? So don't be discouraged. If you've launched before and you didn't hit your goals, don't be discouraged by that. Yeah, this is really about building your experience, isn't it? Okay, so all of these strategies that I've shared with you today and these various things that we used in this live launch hybrid, live launch evergreen hybrid that I've shared with you today, all of these strategies are part of the Freedom Launch Method. And this is a method that I've developed over these years, and it's embedded across all of the programs that we have. It includes a combination of launching low ticket, mid ticket, high ticket, and using live launch strategies and also evergreen sales funnels as well. Okay. So those of you who are at the beginning of this, right, those of you who are launching an online course for the first time, you know, you want to start with the live launching that I talked about. You want to start with playing with low ticket offerings, mid ticket offers. And then once you've mastered that, you move to the evergreen funnels and those higher ticket offers. Okay. So I don't recommend jumping straight into evergreen, but you need to master those live launches first. Yeah, you need to understand who your audience is, yeah, who you're speaking to, refine your messaging. We teach all of that inside the Profitable Yoga Teacher program. And then once you've done that and you've launched your course a few times, yeah, and you've had some successes, then you start moving to the evergreen sales funnels. And we teach that inside the Visionary Mastermind, okay? So there's a program for you wherever you are in your journey, and the Freedom Launch Method, there's parts of that method that are taught within those programs, okay? The key takeaway today is that no launch effort is wasted, right? There isn't this kind of one-size-fits-all strategy. The right method for you will really depend on where you are right now in your journey, okay? And, you know, whether it's live launching or evergreen, every time you engage with your community, you're building trust, aren't you? You're laying that foundation for those future sales, okay? So be patient, be consistent, stay consistent. Remember that this is really part of the process. Like, this is part of growing, it's part of your evolution, your business growth. That's what's going to allow you to build this sustainable business that continues to grow. I'll see you guys next week. All right, lots of love. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to the Yogipreneur podcast, brought to you by Digital Yoga Academy, the leader in business and marketing education for yoga teachers worldwide. And if you loved what you learned today, please subscribe, rate, and give us a review. And remember that learning is nothing without taking action.